Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, all you beautiful people. Welcome to the Spirit of America and the Spirit of America book. I love this country, everything free. How you doing, boys and girls? Well, you see what happened today. The Senate took action. 25 senators from the Republican Party joined with the Democrats to destroy Ted Cruz. It's unbelievable. Absolutely. And did you know two of the Republican senators are flag burners of record? You're not going to believe this because you don't do your homework. You don't see who's spies for KGB in Washington. Matt McConnell from Kentucky. Daniel Boone would put a ball in his head. Yeah, Daniel Boone would scalp Matt McConnell. And Thad Cochran from Mississippi. And that guy's a lifer. He's a lifer. And he voted to burn the flag along with Matt. There were 8 Republicans who joined 40 Democamos to vote to burn the flag. It's not voting to burn the flag, it's freedom of speech. Could you stand against the wall and smile for the camera? Yeah. Firing squad! Yeah, it's freedom of speech. Yeah, so is spitting on your mother. Unbelievable. So 25 Democrat reservists came out of the closet today, out of the hamper. And they voted with the Communist Party of North America, formerly the Party of Death, formerly the Democrat Party, which only goes to prove, once again, that I'm right. The Democrat Party of today is the Communist Party. The Republican Party of today is the Democrat Party. And then all that's left are the teabaggers. God bless the teabaggers. And they're being classified by Dirty Harry Reid as anarchists. Yeah, I just saw my grandmother. She was putting a bomb in her pocketbook. She's going to a Tea Party rally. Anarchists. No, the real handle is communist. There's no more Democrat Party in the Democrat Party. That's now the Communist Party. They have no God. They voted them out at the convention, and they lied about it. 3 times they had to do the roll call. Do we want God? And they said, no, give us Barabbas. 2 times. Do we want God? No. Give us Harry Reid. Yeah, do you want God? And the 3rd time, they said, no, give us Uday Pelosi. And the mayor of Los Angeles, I believe, was on the platform, and he said, "Oh no, the yeas have it. They said they want God." And the nays shouted, "No, we don't. And we're the majority. And no, the yeas have it. We cannot become obvious. The people will wake up. The people will smell a rat. We can't let them put their nostrils to work. Stand by, we'll give you a tune." I love musica. A bartender, a champagne. Okay, we're cooking once again with gasoline. Yes, did you like that sound? That was the great Tito Puente. TP, they call him. I grew up doing mambos. I love mambo. Some of my best friends do mambo. You know what cracks me up? You watch these kids, they pay $200 for tickets. $200 to $500 for tickets to go to a concert. They're all packed like sardines. There's no chairs. They all stand there, and five guys come out that look like they just came out of rehab. They got graffitied bodies, and they got no shirts on. They haven't combed their hair in 7 years, and all they got are guitars. That's all this country knows is guitars. Now, you go to a Latin dance recital, where you get to recite the way you dance. And what did they have? Beautiful women dressed immaculately. They have señoritas and a couple of señoras. But the band, take a look at the band. You just heard the sounds, right? You heard marimbas, vibraphone, vibraharp. You hear trumpets, you hear trombones, you hear bass, you hear conga drums, you hear bongos. And you go back to the other guys that are charging $200, and they're breaking their guitars, smoke is coming out of the stage, and they're peeing on the audience. And everybody goes, "Give us more!" Unbelievable. "Give us drugs! Give us something!" Yeah, I believe that guns don't kill people, electric guitar players do. So I'm going to take you back to a little more TP. By the way, TP served in the U.S. Navy, as many Latinos do. And he served his country, he loved his country, and he played like he loved it. Very good. I'm very happy. Bartender, more champagne and a giraffe of wine. Thank you. Man, it cracks me up. O.J. Simpson put on a ninja costume one night and went out and killed two people. Cut them up like they were pieces of meat. And he was out looking for their murderers the next day. He blamed it on the Colombians. And we all bought it, and everybody said, he's innocent, and so O.J. walked. He walked away from two murders. So, but God is good. And what happened to O.J.? Well, he's serving 33 years for stealing baseball cards. This is what happens in America. This is justice in America. If you get caught with an Abner Doubleday card, you're going away for 33 years. But it gets worse, because they just busted O.J. Guess what he was doing in prison? He was stealing cookies. The guard noticed a bulge in his shirt and pulled his shirt open, and the cookies fell out. And now he's getting another 33 years. He's up to 66 years. I'm only kidding. He's not getting 33 years, but he's been reprimanded. Yeah. Oh, man. What a country. We're going to talk about the meddlesome people when I come back. I'm going to lunch. The meddlesome people are those people that move into your neighborhood and they join the civic groups, and then they change all the laws, and before you know it, you're a stranger in your own land. And there's a family called the Meddlesomes, and they go from town to town. After they get too many death threats, they move on and go and destroy another neighborhood association. And I hear a lot of people complaining about belonging to associations in these colonies, that they're having trouble selling their houses because the association bylaws are turnoffs. And the fees are turnoffs. And the guy says, why should I pay $250 in a fee every month when I can go down the street and that association is more frugal and they run a tighter budget and they're only paying $150? So we could kill a sale of a house. How's that? Man, what are we doing to ourselves? We are really absolutely crazy. Hang in there. One of the blog sites today had an article on a GI who was wounded, I think, twice. He's got two bronze stars in a firefight in Afghanistan, or more than one firefight. And Habitat for Humanity, I think that's the one, wanted to build him a house in his community that he lives in. And the community said, no, we don't want him to have the house. And the reason was they were building it out of wood, and the rest of the community has brick. How's that for thanking a guy for his service? Huh? What do you think? So, there are people that do that. I call them, I have a routine that called the Meddlesomes. And what they do is they come into your town or they join your condo association, and before you know it, your American flag is 1 centimeter over the size, and they measured it. And it's really sad how people like to control. They revel at the ability to control the lives of other people. And it is really terrible. So Habitat Habitat for Humanity, I think that's what it is, said that no problem, we'll give them brick. And I said, yeah, what they ought to do is get a few extra bricks and throw them through the windows of the people that are the Meddlesomes. And you know, you see them. You see people that want to take over things like school boards. You see them. And no good comes from their dominance. It makes you sick. You don't want to go. So having said that, I'm going to try and find a bit that I did a while back called The Meddlesomes. And if I do, I'll tag it on the end of this recording. I found it. Stand by.
Welcome to the Meddlesome Show.
with Daryl and Star Meddlesome.
Hi, I'm Star.
We're welcoming you today because this is our brand new show and we're just opening it up and we've just moved into a brand new neighborhood. And let us kick off our show and then we'll tell you the issues of the day.
Cause you've got personality. Walk with personality. Talk with personality. Smile with personality. Charm with personality. Love with personality. And plus you got a great big heart. So over
and over
and over.
Over and over.
Well, I'll be a fool for you.
Over and over.
Not over.
Wasn't that a tremendous opening? We the Meddlesomes have now moved into Meddlesome, New York. A little bedroom community for people 25 and older. And it's really wonderful. We had to leave our other community because we were getting a lot of death threats. But now that we're here, we're starting afresh. And we want to just get involved with this community like we got involved in the other one. And right now, Star, honey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm reading the association bylaws.
And what do they say?
Well, they say that the next door neighbor, his American flag is 1 centimeter over the required height.
So we'll bring that up at the next meeting, won't we, Star?
Oh, it can't wait. We love to be part of the community. We love to mingle. We're the Meddlesomes.
Who's at the door, dear?
It looks like one of those veterans from the foreign wars, you know, the ones that sell the poppies.
Well, see what he wants.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to know if you care to donate to the veterans of foreign wars.
He wants a donation, Daryl.
Well, what kind of donation does he want, dear?
How much do you want?
Well, anything you care to give, ma'am.
He says anything we care to give. Well, give him 15 cents and ask him to sign our petition to have all the crosses removed from the cemeteries. Would you sign? Hello? Hello? Daryl, do you remember last week when that man was walking his dog in front of our house and he didn't have a pooper scooper and we turned him in and we read clause 23 of the town ordinance and they put his dog to death?
Yes, dear.
Well, he's back. He's on our front lawn. With a goddamn elephant.
Call a sheriff, dear. Call a sheriff. He must be a Republican. He's one of those terrorists. He's probably a veteran. He's one of those terrorists that Janet Napolitano warned us about.
This is Daryl here, and I hope you're enjoying our show. We put it all together just for you. We're the Meddlesomes. It's Daryl and Star Meddlesome.
Hi, I'm Star.
And we're now going to get dressed and we're going to go to Town Hall and we're going to get the Ten Commandments removed from the building. So let's give you our theme because we're the Meddlesomes.
Because you've got personality. Walk with personality. Talk with personality.
Hi, this is Star Meddlesome. Daryl and I are going out today. We were supposed to leave early this morning and get the petition signed to legalize marijuana, but this little girl opened up a lemonade stand across the street and we had to wait for the Food and Drug Administration to take her away.
You'd think they would be quicker when we call.
Yes, they took her away because she's only about 5 years old, and this is a 25 and older community.
So they put her outside the gate because we're a gated community. And we don't want anybody inside our gate that doesn't belong here. So Daryl and I are going out now. Oh, they fined that little girl $85,000. That'll straighten them out. Can't have people getting out of hand. They have to obey the law. And there's not enough laws in this country. I want a law with every congressman's name on it. Well, Daryl and I are going out now. We're gonna do some community service. We're going to get our petition signed today to legalize marijuana. Yes, and Daryl and I, we're from the hippie generation. We were free lovers and free thinkers, and we used to do a lot of weed, as they called it back then. And but now we're too old to do that. So I just take the Marinol, and Daryl, he takes marijuana in suppository form. You ought to see him inhale. You would think his lungs were in his ass. Oh, right next to his brains. Well, we're going to go out. Everybody loves to legalize marijuana. If we're successful in passing marijuana legislation, then there won't have to be any drug-free zones in front of the schools anymore. The kids can do the drugs right in the classroom. Yes, and I also, Daryl and I are working on a book, How to Raise Children According to the State. I'm going to break for a little theme song now, and then we'll discuss what's going on in this country and how we can get involved.
'Cause you've got personality, walk with personality, talk with personality.
Did you like that? Not bad, right? Spur of the moment. Let me give you another tune, and then we'll set up to see what we're going to do next. This one's dedicated to all the guys that are serving time in Afghanistan. And I pray for you on the run out, because I know this whack of a president has no experience whatsoever, and he's surrounded by jerks, and they have no idea what they're up against. So stay sharp, and I pray for you on the run out. Thank you. And when you come home and you're feeling like the world has forgotten you and doesn't appreciate you, you're right. Because this country is full of the meddlesomes. These people, 911 and New Yorkers, gave their lives so that we could live. But there are 9-10 New Yorkers who complained about DNA dust on their windowsills. So when you're feeling down and you turn to opiates, or you turn to pills, step back and take a look around and turn to an open church and go in and sit down. Sit down and wait, and wait for the man to help you. Don't forget church. Hospitals are for the physically wounded, and church is for the mentally wounded. So don't forget church. If you notice all these Hollywood actors and actresses, they all wipe out. They go, they're like meteorites. They burn out real quickly. And they'll spend millions of dollars going to shrinks and lawyers, but they never turn to a $2 donation in a collection plate and get close to God. And God is the only one that can heal their soul. So, having said that, we'll take another tune, and then we'll see what's on the horizon. You want to sit in on a Buddy Holly recording session? We're going to do it. And the name of the tune is True Love Ways. And sometimes we sigh and sometimes we cry. But you and I, we know.
Okay. Quiet, boys. Okay, Charlie.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love was. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and just you and I know true love was. And you know why, just you.
How many instruments in that tune? I count a bass fiddle. I count the piano. I count a saxophone. Violins. Now, doesn't that beat the five guys that get up on a stage, set the place on fire, and break their guitars? And the only guys that contradict my theory about dopers die early are the Rolling Prunes. Those guys have outlived any prediction that drugs was going to kill them. That's the Rolling Prunes. They're still out there, man. Unbelievable. So, what are we going to talk about? Let me think a second and then we'll see. This, the 25 Republicans who voted with the Communist Party today is really sad that they don't have any liberty bells whatsoever. You know, we know that the Communist Party's game plan. The Communist Party's game plan is the party rules over God and country. The party comes first. And if you watch the Demo Camos vote, very few break ranks. Maybe one or two. The most I ever saw break ranks was six Demo Camos. But they had 25 Republicans that wouldn't even stand with a fellow Republican who stood for 20 hours trying to explain why Obamacare is a ripoff. And all it is they're fighting for control of the money. The party wants to control the money. The party needs the money to buy votes. If they didn't have money to buy votes, they'd have no voters. But here they're giving away Obama phone. Obama just went into a Detroit with $300 million. That's going to get sucked up like a blotter on an ink spill. Yeah, another $300 million for Detroit. Unbelievable. One day, we're all going to have to pay the fiddler, and we're not going to like it. And God help us. God help us, because what goes around doesn't come back around the same way. It comes back around, but man, it could come around like a typhoon and a hurricane combined. Some morning, I always picture this, I'm going to turn on my TV and the president's going to be addressing the people and he's going to be crying. And that's when I am going to know we're all in trouble. When the president comes out, my fellow Americans. Yeah, we're broke. Nobody will lend us any money. And the taxpayers have stopped sending in the checks. And nobody's paying the fines anymore. And the toll booths, people are throwing empty water bottles in the toll booths. Yeah, we're going to be in trouble. That bubble's going to burst. God help us if that happens, because I'll tell you, not too many. We're not the 1929 generation. I mean, they could live on an apple. Yeah, we can't do that. We're not cut out for that. First off, we have to keep our weight on. Well, hang in a second and we'll talk some more. Well, it looks like Trayvon Martin is off the front page, huh? And the gang's beating up the white people, the helpless white people, that's off the front page too. But you notice this Kenya massacre. Do you know that the press never would say the word Muslim? And I don't even think they said terrorists. They called them radicals. Yeah. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. As a matter of fact, the sword that cuts your throat, they won't call it that. They'll say it was a workplace violence. Yeah. That's why I work at home. because the workplace violence is kept to a minimum. If only my wife would untie me now and let me get to the phone. Hang in there, and we'll talk some more. You know, this president is hell-bent to seize all America's guns, and that's not going to happen. There'll be a revolution before that happens, and he's prepared to put down a revolution. But he's a bad planner. He's already lost of 4 Arab countries, and he could lose the United States too. But there's a song called "Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition." And the song was written on a cruiser, I think it was. And I think the name of the cruiser was the New Orleans. It was in Pearl Harbor. And they were dragging up the artillery pieces for the big guns on the ship. And mechanical device that used to haul them up from the hull of the ship failed, so they had to lug them up by hand. And this song was written, and it's called "Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, and We'll All Stay Free." And what's funny about it is, I think in the second stanza it says, "We have no time to be a politician. Just praise the Lord and pass the ammunition." So I'll give you a treat. This is from the boys of Pearl Harbor. "Pray that the communists never take your guns away. Just praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free."
Yeah. We got 16 minutes left. So here we go.
Rumors fly and you can't tell where they start, especially when it concerns a person's heart. I've heard tales that could set my heart aglow. Wish I knew if the things I hear are so.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. Above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it.
I only know they tell me that love is grand, and the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way.
Please rise for the Democrat National Anthem. Please rise now for the Iranian National Anthem.
Okay. Nooit meer de mist op een crackertje. Die leeft geen moe van dorst niet af. Weg je zich moet dit bal spelen. Het past niet als een karspiel. Want je zegt, twee, drie strijds nooit bij de baseball spiel. Mensch, Amerika, Land, wo sich lieb, steh je bei ihr, Madrid sei ihr, überall, Astral und Flieb, und die Berge, nur die Prairie.
CNN has been burying Herman Cain. If they had enough dirt and shovels, they would have put him on the right there. And they're working, of course, for the communists, the Obama administration, the Marxists, the leftists, the Leninists, the Trotskyites, and they want the takedown of America, what's left of it. And they're part of the blame and deflect crowd. And I was listening. I'll give you an example of how Fox is drifting over to CNN style of reporting. Shepard Smith singled out Haley Barbour for punishment because Mississippi wanted to save some kids. That's what it's all about. They wanted to save some kids, and Shepard said they went too far. You can't save them all. You have to kill some. Why are we offering them up as a sacrifice? And Shepard said, suppose your 11-year-old daughter was walking down the road and she was raped. Would you want her to have that baby? And Haley said, yes. But with Shepard Smith, this is an old tactic of the communists. And what they do is they always use the 11-year-old innocent girl that gets raped. Now, in my time, they used to use the same argument to kill kids, and they would add this caveat. Suppose your daughter was walking down the road, your 11-year-old daughter, and she was raped by a black man. And that's how they used to shove pro-choice up your nose. Yeah, raped by, oh, we got to kill that kid. Definitely got to kill that kid. Yeah, right? And that's how they used to win arguments, man. Now they don't do that. They've taken that section out. They've taken that section out of the argument. And I say, the thing you have to know about that is that that's a terrible tragedy. And there's only one thing worse, and that's a 10-year-old boy being sodomized by a brute. That boy will never be the same. His mind is gone. His mind is gone. His life is over at 10 years old. And that guy should have got two in behind the ear 10 years ago. And I know of people who check the pedophile register and see who's in the neighborhood and go to that pedophile and tell him he's got to move. And the less protection you get from the law, the more vigilantes you'll have in this country. So the law better do their job, and they better do it on the Mexican border. They got to close that border. There's 60,000 troops in Fort Hood, Texas. You can put them on the border. And you know the reason they're not closing the border? It's not because they love Mexicans. It's they want the drugs. They want the drugs for their children. They would rather see a Mexican die than Junior be without his joint for the weekend. You notice they talk about the death of one border guard and there's 50,000 dead Mexicans. 50,000 dead Mexicans. 2,000 guns Eric Holder sent into Mexico. 137 came back and been found here in the States. Do you know the 2,000 guns? That's enough to arm a regiment. And what makes you think the Mexican government can do anything? They're totally helpless too. Just like those ranchers on the American side. They're victims. They're wide open victims. They can be killed at any time. And this government is doing nothing. You know why? Because they want the Mexican vote and they want to play the Mexican La Raza card. And they could give two craps less about La Raza and blacks. They're just to be used. When you get a ladder from a Democrat, the two bottom rungs are always broken. They don't want you getting a leg up. They want you to be where they can control you. You'll never be a Herman Cain. I started to tell you the difference between a re-puppy who gets caught stealing or lying and a Democrat who gets caught, a Democamo who gets caught stealing. And the difference between the two is the re-puppy swears he didn't do it, and the Democamo says you can't prove it. And on the Kim Kardashian wedding, that bridegroom should have known something was wrong when he walked into the wedding reception and there was a tote board on the wall and a phone bank. $20 million wedding. I'm sick. Can you imagine how many starving people you could have fed with that? We could have had pheasant under glass for everybody at the Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street. And they wouldn't have had to send the wine back because it was corked. You know what we need? We need a cup of tea. On that rape scene that Shepard Smith used as his argument for killing kids, you should know that the pregnancies caused by rape and incest are less than 1%. Less than 1%. Do you know what 1% is? 1% is the recovery rate for heroin addiction. You do drugs, you graduate from weed, you're on the road to doom. And weed is not good for your lungs. If you're going to do weed, take Marinol. Get a doctor's prescription and tell them you got glaucoma. We can open up glaucoma shops in California. You know, my solution to the drug problem in the United States, which is the number one problem that nobody will talk about. It's the number one problem in the United States. It's a greater threat than nuclear war. 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie. One junkie brings down 5 innocent people. It's bad. And having said that, the best way to get rid of drugs is you're never going to beat it because there's too much money in it. You round everybody up that's a drug addict and you send them to California. Be like a leper colony. Hang in there. I gotta tell you something. Oh, we're recording. Okay. Yeah, we send everybody to California, and this way, when you come home from work and say, "Where's Junior?" Junior's in California. I'm reversing my decision. My first decision was first time marijuana smokers should get the death penalty. Everybody thought that was a little harsh. They also think that my other ruling is very harsh, that the criminal who's found guilty, whatever his sentence is, his lawyer gets the same sentence. So if it's death, then it only becomes a question of who goes first to the gas chamber. Would it be A as an attorney and C for client? If you do it alphabetical, you could do a coin toss. No longer will it be...
Yeah, no longer will it be C around. We're going to close the show with the Gypsy, and we'll talk to you again.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only the Gypsy.
Gypsy.
She can tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told me my lover was always true, and yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing me. My lover is true and will come back to me someday.